Hello, and thank you for listening, and welcome to episode 4 and part 4 of a beginner's guide series to travel hacking. This episode, we'll talk about setting helpful expectations when it comes to travel hacking. But just quickly, before we begin, my goal is to make an awesome travel hacking community where we can all learn from each other. I'll be providing all the information, tools, resources, and calculators you need to be successful when travel hacking. Everything I wish I had when I was starting out. But I'm going to have to be charging for it soon. I'm inviting the first few members in our group for free as founding members. If you want in, just hit the link in the show notes. We're going to be stuffing it full of bonus courses, resources, tools, and information. But since it's new and ugly right now, you get in for free. Alright, with that said, this episode will be focusing on setting realistic expectations for travel hacking. As we delve deeper into the art of travel hacking, it's crucial to ground our ambitions in reality. Let's start by addressing some common myths and the actual scope of what can be achieved through travel hacking. This foundation will help us explore the balance between expectations and realistic outcomes. Let's tackle one of the biggest myths of travel hacking, the myth of free travel. One of the most persistent misconceptions about travel hacking is the idea that it can unlock a world of entirely free luxury travel. While it's true that travel hacking can open doors to experiences that might otherwise be unattainable, it's essential to recognise that these benefits are not without their costs. The value derived from travel hacking comes in the form of significantly discounted travel rather than completely cost-free adventures. Understanding this distinction is key to appreciating the true benefits of travel hacking and setting realistic, achievable goals. Travel hacking offers more affordable travel, not free travel. It's about smarter spending and making our dollars count. Next, let's look behind the scenes at the effort required to truly benefit from these programs. The effort behind the glamour. Achieving outsized value from loyalty programs requires more than just signing up for a few credit cards. It demands a willingness to learn the intricacies of various programs and to stay informed about the ever-changing landscape of travel rewards. Airlines and credit card companies design these programs not just as perks for travellers, but as mechanisms to enhance their profitability. Navigating these programs to extract maximum value can be complex and time-consuming. Your success in travel hacking will be directly proportional to the effort you invest in understanding and leveraging these systems. True success in travel hacking is directly tied to the effort and time invested in understanding and managing these complex systems. Now, let's discuss the financial aspect and the investments you'll need to make up front. Embarking on your travel hacking journey often involves some level of initial financial investment, primarily in the form of annual fees for high reward credit cards. While these fees can sometimes be substantial, the rewards, benefits, and savings on travel can far outweigh the costs. Carefully selecting the right credit cards and loyalty programs that align with your travel goals and spending habits ensures that the value extract is greater than your investment input. This strategic approach can lead to substantial savings on travel, making premium experiences more accessible. The initial financial investment can lead to significant savings and enhanced travel experiences if managed wisely. All right, with our expectations set and investments discussed, let's explore what realistic outcomes look like in the world of travel hacking. Luxury travel for less. Understanding that while business and first-class flights may become more attainable, they are the result of strategic planning and smart redemption practices. Time and patience. Recognize that accumulating enough points for high-valued redemption takes time. Patience and consistency in your strategy are crucial. The learning curve. Be prepared for a learning curve as you navigate different loyalty programs and redemption options. The journey is as much about education as it is about savings. At the end of the day, these loyalty systems are set up to benefit the credit card companies or the airline, so we need to be aware of how we can extract value from these systems. Financial management. Keep in mind that effective travel hacking requires diligent financial management, ensuring that spending to earn points doesn't lead to debt or financial strain. A great automated budget tool to help is WeMoney. It also has free credit score tracking too. Patience, education, and careful financial management are keys to achieving realistic and valuable travel hacking outcomes. by setting realistic expectations at the outset of your travel hacking journey is essential for success. By understanding the limitations and investments required, you can approach travel hacking as a valuable tool for enhancing your travel experiences rather than a magic solution for free travel. With dedication, patience, and strategic planning, you can leverage travel hacking to explore the world in ways you never thought possible, all while keeping your financial health intact. Thank you very much for listening, and remember the special opportunity to join our travel hacking community as a founding member for free. Don't miss out. Click the link in the show notes now to secure your spot. Thank you again for listening, and stay tuned for the next episode.